The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We begin each hour, as you know, with what we call our impact segment, 20 plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. If you were with us last week, I read a piece on the air about Colin Kaepernick, and evidently through his publishing company, he was going to release, and I guess it's out there now, his commentary on, well, a change of heart as it applies to the police and the prison system. Now, we know, you go back far enough, he is given credit with the whole kneeling during the national anthem, and I think reasonable people can maybe agree to disagree on his original stance versus what it's been told his original stance was, which in my view, it was against the flag and against the anthem, not necessarily against law enforcement. It morphed into that. But that's another story for another time. Because it seems as if Mr. Kaepernick has now gone from sharing how he believes the answer is to reform law enforcement and the prison system to abolishing law enforcement and the prison system. Part of his writing is about, oh, it was kind of akin to John Lennon's Imagine, you know, imagine a world we're all going to love each other and won't have a need for law enforcement. And part of his narrative has always been that somehow police are very racist, and that's part of the core reason why he was for reforming but now abolishing. So I want to take your calls for impact only. 888-528-2557 if you have any views or thoughts on this. But I also want to bring in a woman who is very intelligent. She's a deep thinker. She's written a book called The War on Cops. I've never had Heather McDonald on the program. I've reached out a couple of times. She's hard to get. She's very popular. But I did see her on Tucker Carlson last night. We have an audio clip of Heather McDonald talking about the latest in regards to the viewpoints and the shift of Colin Kaepernick.
Can you imagine a world rooted in justice, abolition now? What would that look like?
Well, I don't have to imagine it, Tucker, because we're already seeing it. Kaepernick says that the central intent of policing is to kill blacks. I challenge every big city police chief in this country to invite Kaepernick to a week's worth of ride-alongs with their anti-gang unit at night. I challenge every public housing manager in this country in a gang-infested project to offer Colin Kaepernick a month's worth of free housing in their project. And we'll see if Kaepernick concludes that the problem is the police and not criminals. He's living in a fantasy world. And if Kaepernick doesn't have the to either do those ride-alongs or live in a housing project instead of his millionaire's mansion, he need only go to a police community meeting in a high-crime neighborhood, and I can set up with precinct commanders and talk to those good law-abiding people there and ask if they want to abolish the police. And here's what he'll hear, Tucker: not on your life. 80% of blacks in this country want at least as much police presence, if not more, in their communities. Why? Because what we're seeing in this summer of rioting and anarchy is absolutely terrifying. In the last month alone, a one-year-old has been shot in Kansas City. A nine-year-old was shot at a family gathering. These are all fatal shootings at a family gathering in Sacramento. A 15-year-old boy shot in St. Louis and a 15-year-old girl shot in Chicago. Nearly two people a day are being killed in St. Louis. One person every 2 hours is being shot in Chicago. We are already abolishing the police thanks to this phony narrative about police racism, and the result is more black lives being taken. Colin Kaepernick, unfortunately, is completely immune from this anarchy, but he should live it for a day and then write his damn manifesto.
If congressional Republicans weren't so stupid and afraid, they would sponsor legislation tonight banning private security guards for anyone who calls for the abolition of police. Do you think that that legislation would get the support of Democrats in Congress? Why wouldn't it?
No, of course not, because they don't want to give up their own private security details.
Okay.
Same thing with the colleges in this country. The students are all engaged in fits of self-righteous protest and mini rioting, calling for abolishing campus police. Well, the campuses in inner city neighborhoods, when crime starts going up on those campuses, which it will, we'll see how fast the colleges turn on a dime, because what they care about most of all is those filthy tuition dollars that they're extorting from parents who are trying to credentialize their children. Anybody who's calling for abolish the police, again, is living in a fantasy world and has no understanding and no sympathy for those good law-abiding blacks who understand that the problem in this country is not white supremacy, it's not the police, it's crime and family breakdown.
Was mentioned. Do you have any comments about anything that was mentioned? Heather McDonald is author of the book, The War on Cops, 888-528-2557. Also, I would really like to hear from those of you that are either in law enforcement or maybe have served in past about the tone of the country that is somewhat anti-law enforcement. Or maybe the idea of, and I'm not necessarily looking for any position of self-congratulations, but you put on a gun every day and risk your life. I would think some of you may be a bit tired of the narrative that somehow you're the problem. 888-528-2557. And maybe you have a direct comment about Colin Kaepernick and his position, which evidently has changed from reforming to now abolishment of law enforcement in prison, because I guess they're all just, these institutions are racist to the core. 888-528-2557. Before we take calls, we have two lines open. I will give you a few of my thoughts. First and foremost, I'm very pro-law enforcement. I do not believe in this, what I believe is a myth that somehow law enforcement is inherently racist, and somehow when we get into the shooting of unarmed black, this is a problem that's part and parcel to the institution of police and law enforcement. And you might have a different view. Call me. Let's have a conversation. I can learn from you, ideally, and maybe you can learn something from my viewpoint. 888-528-2557. And also, as far as Colin Kaepernick goes and the beginning now, obviously it's the NFL and we've got Black Lives Matter on the NBA hardwood while that was going on. And you may have heard Troy Aikman and Joe Buck before an NFL game. There was a flyover and they disparaged the military, like somehow what a waste. And Troy Aikman said, if Biden and Harris get elected, we're obviously not going to have any of that. Whether it's anti-law enforcement, anti-military, what are we doing? Are we watching? And I don't want to be sensationalistic here, but are we watching the slow demise of our country? A country that was founded on an experiment more than 200 years ago. But we see overtures, overtly and covertly, that seem to be antagonistic, let alone would like to undermine some of the very institutions by which we've embraced for centuries. Now, I'm not sitting here and saying that this is a perfect country or a perfect system, but abolishing police? There's no one with a whip of intelligence can think that's a good idea. I mean, we have two lines open. Maybe you do. We'll move you to the front. I want to understand how you would think that. 888-528-2557. But as far as Colin Kaepernick goes, and other political elite that mostly at taxpayer expense, they have their bodyguards and their private security and they live in their mansions. And yet here we are, especially in California, trying to live from one day to the next. Some of you may be out of work. Some of you are fighting depression. Some of you maybe have relapsed with drugs. A recent Barna study, 1 in 4 young adults in the last, as of a month ago, in a week period of time, strongly considered suicide. 1 out of every 4. And yet an adage that I've kind of embraced on the program, most of these politicians, they don't live in the real world. They oftentimes are responsible for sharing these new rules of which they don't abide by themselves. So, specific case in point, Colin Kaepernick, police, abolition, really? 888-528-2557. And if you are in law enforcement, I would be honored to hear from you as well and any thoughts that you may have. Joseph in Anaheim. Joseph, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
Appreciate your call, Joseph. Thank you for doing that.
You're more than welcome.
Would love to hear your thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well, as I said a few minutes ago, I think everyone needs to understand their roles and the police's role and what their duties are and whatnot. And as the individual in the position, well, let's say an officer. Well, if I'm getting pulled over for a stop sign infraction, I don't think he should be ready to be dealing with a suspect. Like, they place themselves in the mind frame that they're dealing with a suspect as opposed to someone who violated a policy. Again, you get pulled over, and they walk up to the car ready for a combat position. Now, the people with these shootings unarmed and whatnot, yes, the people are aroused by this. Like, it's starting to really bother people more so than ever. And I think the solution should be, like, if the local police departments would take a little more time and listen to the people as opposed to think that everyone is against them, because I don't really think that's what 60% of the people think, you know. But now you got to remember what's being broadcasted. You got to remember what's shown to the people down there on a weekly basis, and that's this aggression that the police have. And I understand their job. I get it. Now, I just think if we, on a side note, if we had the police do something like the military have to do, you take these guys, they're in the middle of combat, and they have to make some decisions whether or not to engage, like the rules of engagement, if you will. Like, they cannot be fired on, they can't fire until fired upon. So even in the heat of battle, these guys have to make some serious, conscious decisions on who's a threat and who's not a threat. And I just think if the police were to enforce more of that, I know they have rules of conduct.
Let me understand. Like, you've said enough. Let me understand the last part. If they were to enforce what? If the police were to do what? You brought in the military. Help me understand your position. What are you saying?
If the police had to enforce some type of rules of engagement, like the military do, in the heat of battle, yet the police are not in the heat of battle, but they don't have to enforce rules of engagement. I think it would eliminate a lot of this, the weaponless or whatever you want to call it, shootings and whatever else. If they had to think a little more, as opposed to just one frame of mind, Everyone is a suspect.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Joseph. You and I can definitely agree to disagree. A lot of what you said, I vehemently disagree with. In terms of rule of engagement, they have a system of what type of force is needed in order to disperse a situation. It's not like they've got complete green lights to just shoot on unarmed people. Not that that's necessarily what you were saying. We have a man that's one step away from the White House. You may have heard the other day, Joe Biden says, hey, maybe the police should just shoot somebody in the leg. You've got a femoral arteries in your leg. Oh, my goodness. And it's just, it's offensive to what little intelligence I may have. Santiago in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So pretty much the situation that's happening, I mean, it's really getting out of hand. See, I grew up in Compton. I was raised there all my life, and I've been involved into, Crips and Bloods, which is like, you know, the different, they're basically rivals, and then the Hispanic gangs. And so I've seen a lot from shootings to death scenes, right? So I've experienced it, and the side of the police department, they see that too. You know, they live that a lot. Basically, they're always getting up in the morning and going through a situation and pretty much putting their lives in danger being out there. So by the means of removing the police department, I believe the crime rates will increase drastically. It would be chaos if they decide to take the police department away or the police enforcement away, because if there's no order in society, then what keeps us in control? You get what I'm saying? What keeps us in order? What keeps us being in peace? You get what I'm saying?
Well, sure. And there are some indications of what you're saying is absolutely true and in full play now. Some cities in our country, mostly run by Democrats, kind of had the hands-off on police attitude, and crime is going through the roof. And of course, if you don't have law enforcement, it would just only make sense that those that are apt on breaking the law think they have a free rein. I don't know how this is hard, but this is what we live in these days, where somebody, to the popularity of Colin Kaepernick, can write this piece on abolishing the police, and there are a lot of people that think this is a good idea. It's amazing that anyone can absolutely think that's the way to go. Anthony in Chino Hills. Anthony, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Frank. I just wanted to say real quickly that we as Americans, as black, white, no matter what your color is, we cannot let the politicization of abolishing the police really direct our minds in the way that we think. We have to be rational enough to realize, and I grew up in a black community where it was poverty and there was violence, and I just can't think of how it would have been without the police. So the police are necessary. We cannot abolish the police in any way, shape, or form, and we're letting this current political climate dictate the way that we think about that when we should really just think about it from a factual perspective. If the police are not there, criminals will just take over. And unfortunately, crime is more rampant in black neighborhoods. So what are we going to do as black people, people of color, if we get rid of these police departments? It just makes no sense. So we have to just calm down, take the politics out of it, and look at what our neighborhoods would really be like without police. So I think what we're doing is now we're starting to go back and look at the history of policing, and there is some questionable origins of why policing started in this country. I mean, in the South, policing was started to catch runaway slaves, but we're we're decades and decades away from that. We can't extrapolate the origins of police to what's going on in society now. So we can't forget history, but we can't keep pulling history into the now and let that dictate the way that we want our policies to be and the way that we want to move forward. Sure, there's problems, but we have to recognize that the problems are not only violence against blacks. I mean, if you read the stats, I mean, there's white-on-white police shootings. There's other types of police shootings, just the black-on-black. I mean, the police-on-black shootings just get more sensationalized. So what I think we need more of is we just need more more training for the officers, because I think a lot of times what it is, a lot of these shootings is fear. I look at some of these videos, and these officers are just simply afraid.
Well, let me interrupt, if I may. Anthony, thank you. Your comments are very insightful. Do police need more training? Okay, I can go with that. Are they trained extensively now? Without a doubt. If you know anyone that's in law enforcement, friend, family member, this is a vocation by which you have a lot of training. Heather McDonald suggested maybe Colin Kaepernick needs to go on a ride-along for a while or live in an area by which he's not in his little mansion, which, by the way, he's putting up, evidently, a story out of, I don't know what mainstream article, he's putting his $3 million mansion up for sale. Right? These people live in a world that they speak to, but they don't live in. Will in Los Angeles. Will, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. How are you today?
Good, Will.
Great, great. Listen to your show, and thank you very much for your giving us your point of views of the way that you see things and most of the callers that call in. But, Frank, I have a question for you. Most of the, a percentage of the callers that call in, they want to put down Kaepernick because he has a point of view of the injustices that he sees in this country. And it seems like a percentage of the callers are angry with him because of what he stands for. And this country has germinated a system to subjugate black people. And when black people stand up for what they believe in, people seem to get upset because, hey, you know, we're tired of it. We have something to say. So we have people in positions that can speak for the people that can't speak for themselves, and he gets talked about in a negative way about that.
You said you
I don't understand.
You said you had a question. Maybe I misunderstood you. Is there a question in there? Although whatever you said,
My question is: Can we make sure that? Well, can you have callers not be so negative towards people that give their point of views about Black Lives Matter and other point of views when black people stand up for other black people. It just seems like people are calling it so negatively, and this is a time where we need to come together and not be so prejudiced towards one another because, we feel like the police system is against us. I love the police. I have great conversations with them. I hope that we continue to support them and all that they do. But
do you think law enforcement is rotten to the core?
Absolutely not.
Colin Kaepernick does. Colin Kaepernick does.
He feels like that.
It's in his very manifesto that he just wrote. I'm reading. I can read you the literal quote. Do you believe that?
Well, go ahead, read it.
I'll read you some of the quotes if you really want me to. Do you believe that? Yes. Let's see here. The U.S. is rooted in white supremacy.
Do I believe that?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that it is rooted in white supremacy.
Colin Kaepernick says that.
Germinated.
Colin Kaepernick says it's rooted in white supremacy. He also says that some of the recent police actions are acts of terror. He thinks police are terrorists. He said that. Now, I got no reason to, I'm just telling you, these are his words. You may want to read his latest manifesto. Now, in terms... of your question and the callers. I like you a lot. You're all about, can we kind of meet in the middle and just talk things through? That's kind of my position too. But I think you would obviously realize I can't control callers, and we have callers from all walks of life, from literally all over the place, that have views of all colors, if you will, and all aspects of life. So I can't do anything about the calls. They don't speak for me. Some I agree with completely, some I disagree with completely. And then there's some like you that have a heart for a level of being reasonable, like, look, we may have disagreements, but let's all try to figure this out together.
Yes, yes. We're in a time where we don't need people to continue to ignite the fire.
Well, and in my view, with respect, I think Colin Kaepernick is doing that very thing. Will, thank you for the call. 888-528-2557. When we come back, we'll take more calls. In fact, I'll read some of the latest of his manifesto. His words, not my words. And I'd love to hear your comments on this idea of abolishing the police. Maybe you are in law enforcement. I'd love to hear your experience as well in these times where maybe if you've been on the force for 10 years, over the last decade, there's been a certain turn in society, in my view, against law enforcement. I'd love to hear your own experience as well. 888-528-2557. We have one line open and more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. I think it was last week, maybe the end of the week before, I read that Colin Kaepernick and his publishing company was going to release a manifesto. He's had a change of heart about law enforcement and prisons. He at one time stood for reforming police, and now his sole intent and moving forward is to say we need to abolish police and abolish prisons. Part of his manifesto has been posted online. We've got some quotes here. Heather McDonald is a very intelligent woman. She has a book out called The War on Cops. She was on Tucker Carlson last night. Here are some of her thoughts on Colin Kaepernick.
Can you imagine a world rooted in justice, abolition now? What would that look like?
Well, I don't have to imagine it, Tucker, because we're already seeing it. Kaepernick says that the central intent of policing is to kill blacks. I challenge every big city police chief in this country to invite Kaepernick to a week's worth of ride-alongs with their anti-gang unit at night. I challenge every public housing manager in this country in a gang-infested project to offer Colin Kaepernick a month's worth of free housing in their project. And we'll see if Kaepernick concludes that the problem is the police and not criminals. He's living in a fantasy world. And if Kaepernick doesn't have the to either do those ride-alongs or live in a housing project instead of his millionaire's mansion, he need only go to a police community meeting in a high-crime neighborhood, and I can set up with precinct commanders and talk to those good law-abiding people there and ask if they want to abolish the police. And here's what he'll hear, Tucker, not on your life. 80% of blacks in this country want at least as much police presence, if not more, in their communities. Why? Because what we're seeing in this summer of rioting and anarchy is absolutely terrifying. In the last month alone, a one-year-old has been shot in Kansas City. A nine-year-old was shot at a family gathering. These are all fatal shootings at a family gathering in Sacramento. A 15-year-old boy shot in St. Louis and a 15-year-old girl shot in Chicago. Nearly two people a day are being killed in St. Louis. One person every 2 hours is being shot in Chicago. We are already abolishing the police thanks to this phony narrative about police racism, and the result is more black lives being taken. Colin Kaepernick, unfortunately, is completely immune from this anarchy, but he should live it for a day and then write his damn manifesto.
If congressional Republicans weren't so stupid and afraid, they would sponsor legislation tonight banning private security guards for anyone who calls for the abolition of police. Do you think that that legislation would get the support of Democrats in Congress? Why wouldn't it?
No, of course not, because they don't want to give up their own private security details.
Okay.
But
oh,
sure. Same thing with the colleges in this country. The students are all engaged in fits of self-righteous protest and mini rioting, calling for abolishing campus police. Well, the campuses in inner city neighborhoods, when crime starts going up on those campuses, which it will, we'll see how fast the colleges turn on a dime, because what they care about most of all is those filthy tuition dollars that they're extorting from parents who are trying to credentialize their children. Anybody who's calling for abolish the police, again, is living in a fantasy world and has no understanding and no sympathy for those good law-abiding blacks who understand that the problem in this country is not white supremacy, it's not the police, it's crime and family breakdown.
Author of the book, The War on Cops, Heather McDonald, last night on Tucker Carlson. Colin Kaepernick posted his manifesto, part of which reads, and I am quoting, recent police actions he called, quote, acts of terror, end quote. He also wrote, policing in the United States is rooted in, quote, white supremacy and anti-blackness, end quote. Only way to get rid of anti-blackness is to abolish police. He also says we need to imagine, quote, a future without the terror of policing and prisons, end quote. And finally, he is all for abolition for the people. Kaepernick said that the problem with policing in the United States is not, quote, bad apples, but interlocking systems that are rotten to the core, end quote. Colin Kaepernick. Donald in Los Angeles. Donald, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Donald.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, I've been following you since the 80s, I think it was.
Well, appreciate you following me today. Any thoughts on the topic at hand?
Yes. About 20 years ago, I was out there. I wasn't politically active, really. I would just vote every 4 years. Anyway, there was a shooting in my town, Riverside, and I got heavily involved in that activist protesting, and that led me to numerous protests all around Southern California, L.A. In fact, on October 22nd, downtown L.A., they're going to have a huge police brutality protest. And being that I've gone to four of those 20 years ago, they're put on by the Revolutionary Communist Party. They run the thing, and it's more people that are more to the left. But anyways, I was basically a Democrat, but still a Christian. And there was some conflict anyways. Then I became a Bernie Sanders fan because I sure wasn't going to vote for Hillary. But then since this COVID thing hit, you know, I'm seeing all these people on the left that are out there fighting about the civil rights, and they're not protesting these lockdowns and all. Anyways, as far as the police thing goes, no, that's the radical left you have to defund, because I'm going to assure you there's a lot of centrist Democrats that are not for defunding the police. But, I mean, there's extreme on both sides, and I mean, but anyways, I think the thing with the left and Kaepernick is that,
Well, let me jump in. Only time's of the essence. I appreciate your call, Donald. Thank you for it. Kaepernick's views are pretty clear. You can read them online. And he believes that this is all about white supremacy, that the system is inherently rotten to the core. There's just a lot of disparaging insinuations and accusations that, just don't even hold water, like what Heather McDonald said. What world does he live in? He's selling his $3 million mansion in the Bay Area. Does this man live on the streets? Does he really know what's going on? Has he been on ride-alongs? I will leave that as open-ended and a rhetorical question, if you will. John in Glendale. John, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Can you hear me okay? I'm struggling for cell service.
Yep, so far so good.
Very good. I did over 30 years in a fairly large police agency. I retired in March purely by accident, but I'm glad. after some time on the job, one of my favorite lines was, I don't know of a profession where there are more experts outside of it than actually in it.
Wow.
And we're seeing that a lot now. And I'm hearing it in your callers, some of them that, you know, don't know why we do certain things. But I'll tell you, the current push to defund, denigrate, demonize the police is going to have an impact, even if they don't defund them. Because I called you about a month or two ago, and I said, everyone knows Derek Chauvin, and there's not a cop in America, I don't care what their feelings on race are, that wakes up to go to work and wants to be the next Derek Chauvin. And if cops begin to throttle back their activity, then you're going to see an increase in crime and sort of a certain freedom for criminal activity that you won't see when you have proactive police out there doing a job of support of the community. There are bad cops, and in my experience, we punish them. Sometimes we terminated them and even prosecuted them. But the vast majority of the people out there doing the job have a good heart and want to serve. As to the Colin Kaepernick statement, I think that's just it's like a tantrum of some sort. I think everybody knows, or if they don't know, in places like Minneapolis, they're learning that this is not a good idea. This does not lead to more peace and tranquility. This leads to chaos.
John, I appreciate your call. Thank you for it. I do pray if retirement is permanent, whatever you do, I pray you have a good life. Thank you for your service. I'd love to hear from you again. Thank you for calling today. We have a full board, 888-528-2557. A little more than a week ago, I made mention Colin Kaepernick is writing this manifesto through his publishing company, going from, well, all about reforming police and also prisons. Now he's talking about abolition. There's nothing good in law enforcement or the prison system. He's talking about imagining this kind of, this society where we all get along, and it just is kind of akin to John Lennon's song, Imagine. A sentiment that may be, well, sweet in some ways, but not realistic at all. Your thoughts and comments are welcomed. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show as we continue next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. On one of recent programs, I made mention of Colin Kaepernick is back in the news. He has written a manifesto through his own publishing company. I read somewhere it's the first of 30. I don't know if he's going to write all 30 or other people, but basically he's saying now he's had a change of mind, change of heart. He's no longer for reforming police or the prison system. He says now they should just be abolished because they're rotten to the core and their nature is to inflict terror on the population. Alejandro in Anaheim, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. How's it going?
Good.
I'm really glad. I'm glad you have this show because this gives like a medium for people. They may not agree with each other, but at least we can have some conversations and we can hear some insight from different people. I spent 20 years active duty in the Marine Corps. I did spend some time overseas, and I did some policing duties over there. And I'll tell you, I didn't know anybody from Adam over there. I didn't speak the language of these folks. And I had to be very vigilant and very watchful of sudden movements. So I kind of see the perspective of police. You know, when they pull somebody over, they don't know that person. They could have just did like a minor infraction, but anything can turn on a dime at a split second. And so when I get pulled over by the police, I'm aware, I'm Mexican, I'm Mexican-American. I'm not going to have a negative attitude right off the bat. I'm just going to say, look, this guy, this male or female is just doing their job. I'm just going to cooperate, and I'm going to try to be as positive as I can. 9 out of 10 times, it's a white officer. Okay, let's be realistic. But it's not about race. It's not about any of that. It's just you did an infraction, you passed a stop sign or something,
just cooperate and it'll be over as soon as possible.
Okay, I appreciate those comments. I know you had more, but time is limited, and I've got a lot of people to get to. Thank you, Alejandro. By the way, your what you shared, your first statement, is the hope of what talk radio can be. Not always the case, but yeah, this is about embracing all sorts of different views. Hopefully we can have a conversation and maybe learn from it and be better for it. BJ in Lakewood, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Okay, well, I just wanted to put my little 2 cent in here. And, you know, I 100% agree with Heather McDonald. If people like Colin and all of the uninformed celebrities, if they would just leave the comfort of their little million-dollar homes and their neighborhood and come and spend some time and do one-day ride-along with law enforcement, they would be informed and their story would not be the same. Trust me, as a 34-year law enforcement dispatcher, 911 operator, our calls all day long, we go from the neighborhood to the barrios. And all of this, all of the crimes, it's in the black and the brown and the poor neighborhoods. So obviously, the police have to be there. So if they knew abolishing the police is going to hurt the very people that they are talking about them wanting to protect and wanting to speak out for, I mean, it's ludicrous. It's crazy. It is just, it infuriates me to hear these guys who have no idea what goes on in the neighborhood and in these poor neighborhoods where people really do need the police and being victimized.
Well, whether one agrees with you or disagrees with you, 34 years of service in that area where you've taken the calls, you know exactly what's going on. I think what you share holds a lot of weight. I appreciate you sharing it on the program. Thank you for calling. Brenda in Sacramento, we've got a couple of moments. They're all yours. Brenda, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good.
Thank you for having me on. After 25 years of law enforcement experience, worked in Southern California and been living up north now, I can tell you that what I've seen happen over even the last decade is just major rebellion against authority. I'm a believer who happens to be in law enforcement or happened to be, and I'm grateful that I've been able to retire in one piece. Police work is brutal. There's just no way about it, and people expect it to be like Hollywood. Joe Biden's, you know, business about shoot him in the leg, well, he has no clue what the job entails. I think it's easy for people who were never created to be sheepdogs to try to tell sheepdogs how to do the job. But unless you've actually been out there and done the job, you have absolutely no clue the dangers that you encounter. For the gentleman earlier who was talking about why police officers approach vehicles the way they do on a routine traffic stop, well, there are no routine traffic stops. Those are one of the most dangerous encounters that we can have with people because we do not know who it is we are encountering when we conduct a traffic stop. The victim mindset has taken over. I know I worked in communities where it was mainly people of color. I'm a person of color. And time and time again, if I had to put the handcuffs on someone, it's because they committed a crime. I don't care if they were polka dot, pink, blue. They were going to jail because they committed a crime. But oftentimes, if they're a person of color, they would use that excuse. Well, you're just stopping me because I'm black. You're just arresting me because I'm black. You're arresting me because I'm Mexican. Well, no, I'm arresting you because you committed this crime. But it's the I'm a victim mindset. And in some cases, when I would talk to children, I would find out that their parents were already conditioning them to believe that they were victims because of their skin color.
Yeah, let me respond. Brenda, thank you. I have a question or two, but literally I don't have the time. Please know you're welcome to call another time. Thank you for calling today. And I do believe there is some truth in learned behavior, learned attitude. And it's not an all or nothing. We had a caller talk about when he gets pulled over, he takes a position by which he does everything he's asked to do, position of reverence. And yet I know that there are some that, as Brenda says, they've got the victim mentality where they didn't do anything wrong and somehow they're being falsely accused. And that's not going to get you in a real healthy position, especially with a man or a woman that's risking their lives to protect you and society in terms of law enforcement. We'll talk more about this. You may want to educate yourself and read more of Colin Kaepernick's manifesto. It is rather, well, concerning, to say the least. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Gold Financial Group and Mike Cordova, I share all the time on the program about all the great work that they're doing and are doing through simply educating us as to the value of precious metals and gold and silver. Their number to call is 800-214-9023. Now, an area I don't go into a whole lot, maybe you've got a 401k, you've got a lot of stocks, but no assets that are like tangible, like precious metals. Gold Financial Group can help you invest in something that is as solid as gold, which is over the last year has increased 30%. You can buy gold as little as $99. They've got a lot of incentives. A free gold financial guide as well simply is yours by calling 800-214-9023. 800-214-9023. Gold Financial Group, if you make that call, I promise you, you'll be glad you did.